Bombings and shootings were reported across the country. Sirens wailed in the northern city of Kirkuk after a suicide truck bomb killed at least 8 people and wounded perhaps 40. In Baghdad, a bomb attack on a Shiite area killed 15 people and wounded more than 30. South of Baghdad, a mortar attack on a residential area killed one person while a police officer was found strangled. 2 separate attacks in the southern city of Basra wounded British soldiers. This witness says one attack was made by a roadside bomb. Tuesday, more than 100 people died in attacks around Baghdad. 2 bombings hit a university, killing 70 people and wounding more than 100 others. The surging violence might be a signal of a campaign by Sunni insurgents to do as much damage as possible before deployment of more than 20,000 additional U.S. troops. Most of the new troops will back up the Iraqi army in a security sweep to rid the capital of Sunni and Shiite gunmen. Some critics of the plan say it will be difficult to carry out because some Iraqi police and military units have been infiltrated by members of sectarian militia groups. But U.S. Brigadier General Terry Wolf, who leads training efforts, says training new leadership for the security services will help.
Dealing with the militias and infiltration, particularly infiltration, is really a function of leadership. And so, you know, a lot of the training effort that is ongoing now is focused on ensuring that you have the right leaders in the right positions that are capable of leading from the front and appropriately.
UN officials say sectarian violence killed an average of 94 Iraqis each day last year. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。